Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. We'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar, Saratoga, and around the country. And just around the corner, it's our daytime September Thoroughbred meet. Opening day is Friday, September 12th. Catch all of the daytime simulcast fun and style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Mockentry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Mockentry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jurzen. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great Labor Day weekend. And boy, the official end of summer, I guess you could say, tomorrow. And that will be closing day at Saratoga Racecourse. As for Del Mar, well, they've got five big days left. Today, tomorrow, and then a three-day week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So hopefully at some time in the next 5 days, today would be a great day to get down to San Diego. You can take in all that Del Mar has to offer. And boy, did they have a lot to offer yesterday. 11 races, the marquee event, the Grade 1 Pacific Classic. And what a running it was. On-track handle, I thought, very impressive. 3.1 million. Total handle, 26.3 million. And they had 13,432 on track. What a performance from the Todd Pletcher-trained Fierceness in yesterday's Pacific Classic. Near disaster coming out of the quarter-mile chute. Now, he drew the rail with his regular guy, Johnny Velasquez, aboard. When Fierceness got to the end of what's called the temporary rail, and what they are, just kind of PVC sawhorses, if you will, put up there to keep horses from making an immediate left-hand turn onto the oval. Well, when he got to the end of that temporary rail, he tried to duck in. As a result, Johnny V was able to get him gathered up, but then he really had his hands full. He was on the bridle, really keen by the grandstand the first time, and Johnny opted to move early at the 3.5 furlong pole. It proved to be the winning move. Journalism just had too much to do. Personal opinion, I think Fierceness was the best horse on the day. He prevailed by 3.25 lengths, and according to Brad Free of Daily Racing Form, Fierceness marked up a 107 buyer speed figure in winning the Pacific Classic, and that was fresh on the heels of a very disappointing fifth as the favorite in the Grade 1 Whitney at Saratoga. Speaking of Saratoga, an early start today, 8:20 Pacific. Can't wait to get to Matt DeSantis toward the top of the hour. Right now, we get back to Saratoga Springs and check in with Jonathan Ardoon of the Ragazin Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Doing really well. Really enjoyed the racing everywhere. Kentucky down, Saratoga, Del Mar. Richie Baltus got the money in a $2 million turf sprint at Kentucky Downs. That was good to see. And in their big race, the $3.5 million DK Horse Nashville Derby, I thought the Ian Wilkes-trained Burnham Square ran a terrific race, but he was no match for the European import. Wimbledon Hawkeye, under that guy, Frankie Dettori. It was just a heck of a day coast to coast.
It really was, and Burnham Square was making his first start on the grass, so obviously he has no problems with the turf. Sandman, another disappointing effort yesterday. They keep betting that horse following the social media influencer. You're going to send him to the poorhouse. Time to give up. As far as fierceness, Mike, listen, this is a terrific course. The only problem is you never know which fierceness is showing up.
Correct.
You know, last week, I mean, in the Whitney, a total perfect trip, came up completely empty. Yesterday, he had as tough a trip as you could have. It's a miracle Johnny V stayed on, to be honest with you. And then he was a handful, but he won the race down the backstretch with that aggressive movement.
Yeah.
He beat journalism to the punch, and it was just too much for journalism to overcome. But take nothing away from journalism, because he beat the rest of the field by close to 7 lengths. But again, the good fierceness showed up, but how do you bet a horse like that that is just so inconsistent? On his best day, he's as good as anyone else.
No doubt.
But on the Whitney day, like, he had a perfect trip, and nothing came out of that.
Well, and Johnny V, as I noted, had his hands full. Once he had to keep him from ducking left coming out of the quarter mile chute. And you know what, John, that could have been a disaster. If the horse gets loose, now you got a horse going the wrong way with horses, running toward him in a million-dollar race. You don't even want to think about that scenario. But a great job by Johnny V. I'm sure your phone was ringing. Mine was. Hey, how in the world could journalism be that far off the pace? It's all I can say is, he was a lot further back than anybody would have anticipated first time under the wire, but he was into contention at going to the half, and it appeared to me well within himself. But Johnny V made that early move at the 3.5, and there was no way journalism was going to be able to overcome that.
No, he stepped on the gas at the right time, Mike. And you're right, journalism was a little further back, but he caught the field. I mean, he just got beat by a better horse yesterday. I'm not saying down the road journalism can't be better than him, but yesterday, make no mistake, fierceness was the best horse in the race. Mike, I think we should discuss that sprint turf and the DQ. The stewards totally
at Del Mar,
Yeah, at Del Mar. That was
The green flash.
Exactly. So they disqualified Reef Runner. And if you listen to Larry Comas's explanation after the DQ, which he gets on the microphone and explains rightfully so, he says that Reef Runner, the 12, interfered with the 11, Queen Maxima, who interfered with Motirius. Well, if Reef Runner interfered with Queen Maxima, how could Reef Runner not be placed behind Queen Maxima? He was only placed behind Motirius. And that's wrong. If he interfered with the 11, who interfered with the 10, he's got to go behind the 11. I'm sorry, but they totally blew it. They really did.
Well,
and the explanation that Larry Comas gives really buries them, because they just made the wrong decision. I'm sorry to say it, but that's what happened.
Well, to me, in watching it, they had the drone. And to me, the entire question for me was, did Paco Lopez come over and saw off the 11, which was Queen Maxima? In the stewards' judge, by the way, is unanimous in their judgment. He did, Reef Runner. And, like you're saying, well, if that was the case, Queen Maxima was fouled. Where did she run, John? Sixth. But they took Reef Runner down, which was a bitter pill for the connections coming in from Goldstream. David Fox, the winning trainer, and again, Paco Lopez, 18.5-1. She won in a desperate photo over Motirius, who was coming. I think maybe we can all agree Motirius was probably best, but he didn't get to the wire first. I'll say this, John. I thought it was a tough call. I think you're probably right. Yeah, if they're going to DQ, Reef Runner probably needed to go behind Queen Maxima. Again, I felt bad for the connections of Reef Runner. And let me ask you this, John. In your opinion, did Reef Runner deserve the DQ?
Well, all of a sudden, they start taking horses down out of the gate. You know, for years, they let things go. But this meet, they started taking horses down. So they set a new precedent,
well,
Mike.
And that's what Christina Blacker and the other people on the FanDuel set said, that the way things have been officiated at this meet, they thought Reef Runner would come down, and that was the case. So I don't know.
Listen, there was definite crowding, Mike. There's no question about
there
it.
Was.
But it goes on in a lot of races, and there were full field of 12 horses or whatever, and it's 5.5 or 5 furlongs sprinting on the turf. So a lot's going to happen. So once they decide to take them down, at least do the right thing and put them in the right spot. It did cost the owners money because the owners finished sixth. They were only beaten a half a length. They would have finished fifth, which is another $2,000 or $2,500 for them.
Yeah.
So the owners got screwed out of it besides the bettors. You know, that's just the way it goes. It was just a mistake. It was a bad call, and they dropped the ball.
Well, again, it's a game of opinion. I got to say, my heart does go out to the stewards. It was a tough call. I'll throw something else in, and they did raise it. Joe Talamo, they asked him about it, and that was the Paco Lopez factor. We know he's known for rough riding. He's gone fisticuffs with a number of people. I think Irad Ortiz is one of them. He's the modern-day Manny Akaza. And I think, therefore, he's got a little bit tougher case to make. I really do.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You establish some sort of, reputation, and it follows you. And he has the reputation of, of riding the line as close as you can without crossing.
John,
I guess is the right thing to say.
I've got a very special person on hold. On. I'm going to get to her as soon as I can. Aggie Ordonez. I was so happy for her with a California-bred filly, Almond Joy. She took down the Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes, a 3-year-old filly really on a roll. She gave great credit to Kent DeSarmo after the race. But before we do that, I want to go to this brief audio from Gabby Gaudet yesterday on FanDuel, where she asked Johnny Velasquez how in the world he was able to deal with that incident with the eventual winner of the Pacific Classic, Fierceness, coming out of the shoot. Now, Johnny V's a little bit tough to understand, but the point he's trying to make is because he had to take such a severe hold of him to keep him from ducking, to his left and completely taking him out of the race, that got this horse on the mush, on the muscle. And he talks about this horse being on his mouth, and that was the case. He was very keen, tough to handle. It was a Hall of Fame ride. Here's Gabby Gaudet with Hall of Famer Johnny Velasquez following yesterday's Pacific Classic.
He was going to go over the rail, and I don't know, he's never been in that position before and seen the gap there, and he went for it. Even I wanted to say off his mouth, I had to sit on him, get him on his mouth and pull him out of there. And after that, he got a little keen going to the first turn here, and I said, well, yeah, stay off his mouth, not too much, and keep him on the heel of the horse, maybe he doesn't pull as much, and I just kept him there really close to the horses in front. He kind of gave up a little bit, but he's still pretty keen in there. Probably pull. I kind of went my way out between horses and then half a mile pull. I saw they like. I just give him the head and get there and put the ears up. Once he got there, it was pretty easy from there. He gave me all the confidence from there.
Why did you decide to push the button a little bit early?
He was too keen. I was not going to wait for that horse to come back in, and then I'd be clipping heels. So, I was too close to the horse now. The horse was there. Take it and let him relax. And actually, instantly, he got there and he put the ears up and relaxed really nicely. So I was very happy that he did that, yeah.
It was a Hall of Fame worthy ride. Congratulations, Jerry. Honestly, I didn't know what was going to happen coming out of the chute there, but congratulations, Johnny. Way to get the money today.
I mean, it's good that we know something about him. I mean, I've put him behind horses, climbed him forward, but he's always off the bridle behind the horses. Today, he got on the bridle soon, going to that firm, so I was hoping that he could get out of him a little bit, but eventually did.
Masterful ride. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Again, that was Gabby Gaudet with Johnny Velasquez. Hey, John, our time is real short right now. Can we make some money on a marathon 14-race card at Saratoga, the penultimate day of their summer session?
Yeah, it went quick, Mike, and boy, we have a lot of races the next couple of days. Anyway, let's look at the 10th race today, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. It's the Disco Partner Stakes, and I like the number 3 horse in here, Bold Journey. Ride a switch today to Irad Ortiz for trainer Bill Mott. This is an improving horse. He's rounding into form now. You have 3 late scratches there, so you could forget the 15-1 on the morning line. The 6, 7, and 8 are out. So this horse, I figure, will be about 7, 8 to 1. And I like number 3, Bold Journey, to upset and win this year's Disco Partner, the 10th race out at Saratoga.
And the big one, boy, what a lineup in today's Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup at 1.25 miles. Everybody assigned 126 pounds. Sierra Leone, Mindframe, White Abario, on and on. Post time for the Jockey Club Gold Cup today, folks, on FanDuel. Actually, it'll be on Fox Sports. Big Fox, I believe. 1:45 Eastern. JONHARDOON.com. What's there, John?
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Kentucky Downs, Saratoga, and, of course, Del Mar selections.
Terrific. Look forward to getting you on the back end, and we'll talk about Del Mar, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. As advertised now, joined by trainer Aggie Ordonez, a lady who grew up in this game. I don't know how many of our listeners remember a jockey based in the East by the name of Pete Anderson, but that was Aggie's dad. Pete's been gone, I believe, about 12 years now, but she's all racetrack. I remember when it was announced Golden Gate was going to be closing. I believe she was maybe the first Northern California trainer to come down, and she told me at Santa Anita, listen, I've told my owners, we're making this transition. And just hats off to Aggie Ordonez, a big win in yesterday's Grade 3 Torrey Pines with a California-bred filly by the name of Almond Joy. Aggie, good morning. Welcome to Thoroughbred LA. Great to have you.
Good morning, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
Tell us, I saw you interviewed after the race. I'm trying to remember, was it Scotty Hazleton that talked to you? But you were just so effusive in your praise of Kent DeSormo, what he has meant to this filly. You said words to the effect that, you know, they're just magic together. Talk about the development of this filly and the fact that DeSormo, he really does fit her like a glove.
They are magic together. And I mean, Mike, how often do you get your own private rider, Hall of Fame rider at that just comes in and rides whatever you ask and comes and works horses first after the break. And he's given me such preferential treatment. And he's a blessing to my barn. He has so much knowledge and so much talent. He can get on a horse. I've never seen a guy that can get on a horse and one time and work a horse and come back and pretty much just give you a blueprint of who that horse is and what he wants and what you need to work on and correct. And he's amazing. He grew up with horses as I did, and he relates to them, and it's like it's almost like an avatar thing. There's a connection between him and that horse.
I agree with you. You know Bob Hess Jr. I'm sure you knew his dad pretty well up north, and I remember Bob Hess saying years ago, he discovered many years ago, I don't tell Kent anything. He's got when he's in that groove, Aggie. You know, they talk about NASCAR, how those guys, they get up there and they get in that groove and they stay there. When KJ's in that groove, hey, see you, Jock. Have a good trip. Am I right?
Absolutely. You know, when I was in high school, I remember being in my living room in high school. This is in the 80s. And my dad's sitting in the armchair watching the big races. And there's this new shining star in Maryland by the name of Kent DeSormo. My dad's watching him ride and talking about him. And he said, the kid can ride. Look at this son of a gun. This kid can ride. And I just can't imagine how life is that you go all these years later down the road and
Unreal.
Take all the different journeys. And then to leg him up in the biggest race in my career. I mean, I know my dad was looking down, smiling, giving me the thumbs up on that one.
Well, talk about the filly. Now, I got some great news from a guy by the name of Pete Perella, longtime owner, breeder of both thoroughbreds and quarter horses. He and his wife, Ev, own Legacy Ranch up near Sacramento.
Yes.
The sire of your filly, Ohm, who was trained by Danny Hendricks, Pete texted me yesterday, said, I want to let you know we've got him for 2026. So that's great news. And Ohm was a very versatile horse. This filly has really come a long way for you. And, I mean, you stretched out off a 7-furlong win in the Fleet Treat, and you go into this Grade 3 stake. She's now won 5 in a row, but tell us about her maturation along the way.
Well, first of all, I've got to say, what a great choice to move home to Legacy. That's a top first-class program that Terry Knight runs up there, and congratulations to them for taking on Ohm. And Ohm himself, you know, everybody, he, of course, was fast on the grass, but everyone's just kind of pigeonholed him as a turf sire, as a sprint sire. And I say, just look a little, expand your vision, because there's nothing that his offspring won't do. I think they're fabulous horses. They produce big, strong good looking horses, and if you take your time early on and let them settle their minds, he's going to be a heck of a California sire long term.
I think Pete's going to use that soundbite for one of his first commercials.
Go get it, Pete. Yeah, and he's just getting started, and he'll get better mares as he goes along. And as far as this filly developing, you know, she's just such a lovely filly to work with, and so laid back that she will do just about anything you ask of her. She lays up close sprinting and comes from off the pace routing. That's just so rare to see that, how versatile she is, and it sure makes it easy to pick your spots with her. You can go anywhere you want to go when the timing is right.
Exactly. Any idea, have you looked at the new book for Santa Anita, for Los Alamitos? Any idea what might be next for Almond Joy?
Boy, I think we're going to take a little breather. And, you know, a lot of the races at Santa Anita that I'd like to go in are on the grass, and I just don't want to. I don't want to change a thing. She's doing so well. Can't swear that she'll run on the grass now that she's a different beast. And even though it took her all those starts on the grass and she couldn't break her maiden until she switched to dirt, he says she trains like a grass horse. So we'll see about that. I'm reluctant. I'm not quite sure about that at all. I kind of like what we're doing. So we'll have to talk about it. And I'd love to stay against three-year-old fillies. You know, I want to make it as easy as I can for her.
Yeah.
And I've tried to never ask her to do more than she has. Never ask her to give more than she has at the moment. And we've been able to stick with three-year-old fillies, and I'd love to keep doing that. But eventually, as we had to take on open, eventually we're going to have to take on olders. And that's another ball game. That's another level in itself.
Well, you did the open thing yesterday with the graded stake, the Torrey Pines.
Yes.
I'm sure you've done a little ciphering maybe last night, early this morning. Almond Joy now has 5 wins from 12 starts. With the $90,000 she picked up yesterday, her earnings now are north of $400,000 from those 12 starts. Aggie Ordonez, well done. I want to get a mention in about your late dad. I did meet him. He was a true racetrack character. He rode with the biggest guys. He rode with Arcaro. He rode with Shoemaker. I mentioned Manny Akaza, Bobby Ussery. Your dad was head in head with all those guys. He rode great horses like Forgo, Sword Dancer. You actually sent me a winner's circle picture a long time ago. You're just a little kid, like 9 years old, at Monmouth Park, 1977. Yes. Wow, what a journey it's been for you and your dad. I know he's greatly missed, but boy, what a great, great thing to have him as your dad and your mentor in this game.
He absolutely was my greatest mentor and my greatest friend, to be honest with you. We spoke every day up until his last, he taught me so many lessons about horsemanship that are with me forever. But maybe you could sum it up in what he taught me was the love, the respect, the way he honored these horses.
Yeah.
And to treat them with the grace and dignity that they deserve, and to let them become what they're meant to be. There's just nothing better.
That's a great call. I don't know if you ever met Leonard Dorfman, the late Leonard Dorfman. Were he alive today, he'd be 103. But I came up under him as a guy first owning horses like 40-some years ago. And, man, I mean, he had the patience of Job, and Leonard's deal always was, listen, we're going to have a setback here and there, but if we got the horse, we're in great shape. There's always going to be another race, maybe not the one we were all pointing for, but we just got to be patient, and it's not always easy because it's an expensive game. But
yes.
Aggie, God bless you. What do you have, about 10 horses now?
I've got 11 standing at Del Mar, beautiful Del Mar right now, yes.
Great. Hey, all the best. Congrats on a super win in the Grade 3 Torrey Pines yesterday at Del Mar with Almond Joy. Boy, that was some sweet candy for some folks that got behind her at a $10 win mutual. Thank you so much. Congratulations, Aggie.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
You bet. Talk to you soon. Also want to note another big day for Phil D'Amato. couple of seven-year-olds got the money. His Motorius was put up via the disqualification of Reef Runner in that grade three green flash yesterday, going 5/8 on turf. And then in the marathon, Milan 3/8 turf, if you're watching on FanDuel, never seen Phil D'Amato so absolutely ebullient, just pure joy. His seven-year-old gelding, Gold Phoenix, took down the Del Mar Handicap. It's unbelievable. For the fourth consecutive year. That is absolutely amazing. And once again, it's on to the Breeders' Cup turf with him. Hey, this is Thurbin Los Angeles. We're coming back strong right out of the break with John Lindo, Orlando Gutierrez. We got Matthew DeSantis from New York, top of the hour, near the top. Top trainer Mark Glatt going to be joining us. He's got 8 horses in 7 races today at about 9:05. A whole lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting 3 grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Angeles, my sincere thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz and Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A in Anaheim. Got a little bit of an echo going on, Elise. Anyway, let's go ahead and get down south, say hello to John Lindo. Well, okay. So now we're on the mic we're supposed to be on, I guess, right? Okay. Anyway, great to have you back. Hour one, Thurbit, Los Angeles. Folks, first post time today at Del Mar, 1:30, an 11 race card. And closing day is going to be 1 week from today. Don't forget, special Labor Day racing tomorrow. Let's say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Doing fine, John. A lot to talk about. First of all, big news as far as Om, sire of the graded stakes-winning filly Almond Joy, Pete Perella announcing that this stallion is going to be moved to his legacy ranch up in Clemens, California. And, boy, that is fantastic news. I mean, he's going to be alongside Forbidden Kingdom and Clubhouse Ride. I would encourage folks, if you're in the breeding game, give Terry Knight a call up at Legacy at 510-928-4980 or go to their website, legacyranch.com. A lot of good news for the California breeder, John.
I tell you what, Mike, it's pretty good timing. Pete Perella might be their lucky charm. He signs the deal to get home over to Legacy Ranch, and then the afternoon of that, Almond Joy wins the Grade 3 Torrey Pines Stakes. And one thing about Om, Mike, sprint, route, whatever, he gets a lot of horses that just flat-out try. And
yeah,
that's what you need that desire, and that's what these horses seem to have. So congratulations to Legacy. When we have a stud fee, I'm sure we'll get that announced and put out in the public. But, you know, get him on your radar for next year.
No question about it. And how's this for a soundbite from our good friend, the racebook manager at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, Steve Johnson? He says, hey, Mike, the NFL gets underway Sunday, meaning a week from today. Let everybody know we do not charge for seats or parking at the South Point. And anybody paying attention to what's going on in Las Vegas, they got a big problem up there with pricing. Not so at the South Point.
Well, that's 100% true. And if you're sitting in the racebook playing the races, you don't have to make a minimum size bet to get a drink ticket at the windows. The waitresses will come around, and the drinks are basically comped. And you know, you take care of the waitresses, and it's old school Las Vegas.
It is,
Mike. You got the hot dog cart there. It's about a buck and a quarter or something for a hot dog. They're not trying to gouge you. They want to get in there, have some fun, and those viewing parties and everything else. They make all the food and drink, you know, at an affordable rate for you. And with the pro football season coming up, We've already got college underway. It's a great place to watch and wager.
And, John, I want to say this. Monday Night Football is fun again at the South Point. They've got what they call their pigskin parties that opens up at 4:30. They've got a $1,000 Cash is King giveaway every Monday night, $250 at the end of the first, second, third quarters, and at the two-minute warning. That's all yours for a $10 admission on Monday nights, $2 buds on draft, $1.50 hot dogs, $1 popcorn. They've also got season tickets available for Monday Night Football, the pigskin parties. Give Steve Johnson a call at 866-780-7223 or 866-780-RACE at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. John, wow, what a day in the game yesterday. Talk, if you can, about what you thought of Fierceness and the way he won the Pacific Classic. And obviously, there's some discussion about journalism being so far off the pace early on. I thought he was into contention going to the half while well within himself. And I thought Johnny Velasquez made the winning move heading into the far turn at the 3.5.
Well, to me, Mike, that's the first time that Fierceness has shown he can overcome adversity. I mean, he almost goes over the inside rail. Johnny Velasquez, a great save there coming out of that chute. And the horse got a little bit ranked behind. Horses pinned on the rail. You know, he's never been a horse that when he's uncomfortable, he usually doesn't fire his best shot. And Johnny V got him out between horses going into the far turn, opened up. And at that point, I was watching journalism. I thought, well, you know, when is recently going to pull the trigger? Because Fierce has started to open up a little bit, and he did make his run.
Yeah.
He just was second best on the day, and there's nothing wrong with
Agreed.
That. And congratulations to both connections. I mean, Fierce is coming out from New York. We appreciate that in California. And how about the folks for journalism? We've talked to Aaron Wellman quite a bit. These guys, they brought their big horse back to California, put him on display here. He ran against older horses. And he's got a mile and a quarter race under his belt at Del Mar going into the Pacific Classic. So a lot of check marks for all these connections. It was a lot of fun.
Journalism's body of work here, his three-year-old year, off the chart. And again, I thought Aaron Wellman was 100% class in the post-race interview yesterday on FanDuel. And know this, John, Aaron and Eclipse Thoroughbreds, they have had a ton of success with Johnny Velasquez over the years. But yesterday, it was Johnny V riding for Todd Pletcher, so they ran second to him. To me, the table is getting darn close to being set for the Breeders' Cup Classic. Looking forward very much to the Jockey Club Gold Cup today back there at Saratoga. But this Classic is going to be just that on Saturday, November 1.
Yeah, let's keep these horses in good shape because it's shaping up as a really good one. And the good news, even though, you know, Nisos was scratched yesterday, it sounds like he might be able to make the Goodwood over at Santa Anita and get him back on track for that Breeders' Cup Classic as well. I hope so. I was really disappointed I didn't get to see that matchup, but I'm glad it's not anything earth-shattering at this point. So
yeah.
Let's hope he gets back because this is, you know, you look at these three-year-olds, look at a good group of older horses. If you want to watch that Jockey Gold Cup, I think it goes at 10:45 a.m. our time. So don't miss that. It's going to go early on the card today at Saratoga.
And, you know, Ron Flatter from Horse Racing Nation got the quote from Bob Baffert yesterday. I got to say, John, I loved Nisos going into the Pacific Classic. On the strength, well, not only you know he's a really top horse, but his last work down there at Del Mar, when I saw that on FanDuel, I was like, oh, my goodness, wow. And a lot of other people had pretty much the same take. But according to Bob, apparently it's a I think left hind, maybe kind of a quarter crack situation. Whatever it is, they're on it, and you know, knocking wood. Hopefully, he can make the Goodwood here at Santa Anita. Is that opening weekend, John? I don't have the noms.
Yeah, I think it's part of that first big day. I think that's the race they called the California Crown last year with the big first. It's gone back now to the Goodwood. Back to the smaller first, but I think that's the same rate.
All right, John, let's do it. Who do you like today on the 11 race card at Del Mar?
Let's go to race three at Del Mar. In the third race today, number one, Fumano's Magic, didn't break well in his debut and was well beaten, but they've done some work in the morning. They've been popping this horse out of the gate, and he's showing a lot more speed. I think we're going to see a little bit different horse today. He dropped from a maiden special and in for a tag. From 5.5 furlongs, if he can break this time, he can make the lead from the rail, and that's 12-1 is value here. So Race number 3, number 1, Fumano's Magic at Del Mar.
Hey, John, have a great day. Really looking forward to catching you, Bob Eich and Company, on air here with Thoroughbred LA next Saturday, 9 to 10. Thank you so much. Good luck today.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Before we head down, Catella, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. We're going to go the other way on Catella, over to David Wilson's Toyota of Warrens there at Tustin and Catella, and great supporters of the show over the years. I can tell you from multiple experiences, if you get over there, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. Just recently took care of Ray Pollock, his wife Carol. The number to call at Toyota of Orange, 714-639-6750. Go to their website. They've got nearly 4,000 reviews at toyotaoforange.com. All the popular makes and models are available in abundance with outstanding financing, and that includes the Toyota Tacoma, Tacoma, Toyota Tundra, Camrys, you name it. That's David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, 714-639-6750. Now we go the other way on Catella to Los Alamitos Racecourse. We say good morning to Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. You got 9 tonight, 7:05 first post time, and a good start to the night with a carryover and the $2 pick six. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Mike, in the final race last night, Carver Stakes and Ritzy, couple of the last few races, Ritzy at 20-1 for trainer Mike Castleman, one of the few horses that could lead a carryover, won by a neck. And leads to this nice carryover, over $17,000 earlier on the card. Castleman also saddled Carver Stake, who paid $13. So we got to thank Mike Castleman for this carryover. The two biggest prices in that pick six sequence both came out of that barn. And with a $17,000 carryover, Mike, we're probably going to look at about $95,000, maybe $100,000 in the total pool. And when we do have those carryovers, the players do support it. Got to thank all of them for continuing to support the pick six. Here at Los Alamitos, we had over $300,000 in the pick six last Sunday, and it's going to be a good pool tonight. About $95,000 is going to get underway in race number 4. First post tonight is 7:05 p.m. for the 9 race card.
And listen, anybody who's into the quarter horse racing at all knows Labor Day, traditionally, that's the big one. The All-American Futurity at Ruidoso Downs, they are completely rained out. So not only the All-American Futurity, but the American Derby, American Oaks, everything's going to be run at the Downs at Albuquerque tomorrow, and you can watch and wager on all of it at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, we'll bring all those simulcast races out on Monday as part of the simulcast, all the simulcasts throughout California. It gets underway at 4:05 p.m., with the Oaks and a couple of local names, Ohana Spirit, who ran in the Golden State Million and Los Alamitos 2 Million here at Los Alamitos for Gentry Farms, looks like the favorite at 5-2. Bold and Beautiful, who also qualified to some stakes races here at Los Alamitos, at a really, really good trial at 8-1. There's several other local names in the Oaks. In the Million Dollar Derby, FDB Dreams, who won the Ruidoso Derby, is a millionaire already. He is at 6-1. He looks like a nice price there in that All-American Derby. That's at 4:45 p.m. And race number 10 at 5:25 p.m., that's the All-American Futurity. $3 million on the line. That's the biggest race in quarter horse racing. Political Twist, the Ruidoso Futurity winner, 5-4-5 in his young career already. 5-2 on the morning line. We'll see if he's headed to just a tremendous monster season as a two-year-old. King of the Tide had the fastest time for trainer Trey Wood. He's 72. Again, that's the All-American Futurity at 5:25 p.m. tomorrow.
From Albuquerque, New Mexico. Let's talk tonight. Again, 9 of them. Who do you like for radio, Orlando?
I'm going to go to race number 6 and the outside horse, number 7, Hot American Badass, 7-2 on the morning line. This will be his second start. This horse flashed a lot during morning workouts. Broke a little slow in his debut, ended up finishing 4th, but was finishing really, really strong. I think he's going to make a nice improvement in race number 2 for his career. He's 7-2 on the morning line. Number 7, Hot American Badass for trainer Juan Alemán, Mike.
And listen, you got Eddie Burghardt back in the booth, I think, this weekend and next. Michael Rona is on assignment at Kentucky Downs. You want to talk about a guy who now makes his living primarily calling sprint stakes and very short sprints quite often at Los Alamitos. That's the short of it. The long of it yesterday, I don't know if you caught any of his act yesterday, but he called everything's on the grass back there. 2 miles and 1/16. Now, I think there was only six horses, so you got to pad a little bit. I mean, he gave a full rundown, a resume, projected entertainment menu, and so on for the connections throughout that 2 miles and 1/16. He did a hell of a job. That is right in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, he is a tremendous horsemith, especially when he's calling those races.
Yeah.
It was a tremendous job. I remember... This is not his first time at Kentucky Downs.
No.
I remember he's been there before calling the races. And I remember he walked the entire entire racetrack, kind of showing you the undulations, where the hill was, the big turn, the tighter turn. So he knows that racetrack extremely well. He's walked that track, just does a tremendous job, like you said, here filling in anywhere that he goes. And, of course, calling the races here at Los Alamitos. Tremendous, tremendous race callers. Mike Rona, happy to have him. Happy, very happy to have Eddie Berg, our back. He gave us one of stronger the race get longer with in race number three when it is written one, race
yeah.
three with Edgar Payeras up. So it's a pleasure to have Eddie Burgart out here at Los Alamitos.
And we got Eddie Burgart right here next hour, pinch hitting for Bob Mazursky. Orlando, always a pleasure. Pick six carryover, $17,779. That'll be races 4 through 9. Orlando says total pool, looking into his crystal ball, could be between $95,000 and $100,000. Thanks, Orlando. All the best.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, we'll hit our final break this hour. Before we do, encourage you, if you're having people over for the big holiday weekend, keep Western Rooter in mind. Western Rooter, they've got everything you need, 24/7, residential and commercial. Go to their website, westernrooter.com, over 400 five-star reviews. Family-owned for more than four decades by Larry and John Batala, along with my good friends Mike and Jenny Glenn. The number to call there at Western Rooter, tell them you heard about it here on Thoroughbred LA. They'll knock 10% off your total invoice, 626-648-5499. Western Rooter, the best in the West and the best in the East with NYRA, joins us next. Matthew DeSantis, don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. We'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar, Saratoga, and around the country. And just around the corner, it's our daytime September thoroughbred meet. Opening day is Friday, September 12th. Catch all of the daytime simulcast fun and style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
You're a soul babe.
Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Is it true, Matthew DeSantis, was Carly Simon talking about you?
It's possible. I mean, maybe Warren Beatty, maybe me. One of the same.
Clouds in her coffee. That's just one of the all-time classics. I had to share it with you. You're a busy guy today. You're already underway, I believe. 14 races, closing day tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Jockey Club Gold Cup today, hopeful day tomorrow, a lot of great racing. Sierra Leone running in the Jockey Club Gold Cup. It's going to be a lot of fun today, post time 1:45 p.m. Eastern for that. Still morning out there with you guys, but it's going to be a really fun day today.
Sierra Leone, the 8-5 favorite on the morning line with Flavion Pratt. Mindframe, Michael Rapoli, Irad Ortiz, the second choice at 2. Who do you like in there?
I'm going to go with Mindframe. I think Sierra Leone. I think he gets the pace set up. Contrary thinking, Phileas Fogg, Antiquarian, all fast horses. I think Sierra Leone at the mile and a quarter just mows them all down at the end.
Who's your best bet for radio out here?
You know, I'm going to go to race number 8, 3:29 p.m. Eastern, 12:29 p.m. Pacific. I really like the number 8 horse in this race, Pass the Hat, for trainer Bill Mott, Flavion Pratt up on the mount, second back from nearly a year and a half, 2-year layoff. Showed a lot of good early speed last time out and just faded. I like that form cycle coming back. Coming out of the Wilson shoot, you got to show good speed out of there. Draw to the outside. That's something that Pass the Hat has. Number 8 horse, 5-1 on the morning line. That's going to be my top play today.
Okay, thank you so much. And looking forward to everything from Saratoga on Big Fox today. How do we get signed up for NairaBets.com?
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the NairaBets app. Use the promo code SPA200 for your $200 deposit match bonus. And tomorrow, Monday, closing day at Saratoga, we got a $10,000 late pick 5 hit and split.
Matthew DeSantis, thank you so much. Have a great day. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Mike. You too.
Top trainer Mark Glatt, folks, is with us next. He's 2 wins back of a guy named Bob Baffert. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick 4s. We'll also add $10,000 to the pick 6 on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar, Saratoga, and around the country. And just around the corner, it's our daytime September Thoroughbred Meet. Opening day is Friday, September 12th. Catch all of the daytime simulcast fun and style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. the rags and sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the rags and sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Entry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you on this Labor Day weekend. And, of course, we will be running tomorrow at Del Mar. First post time at 1:30. Tomorrow is closing day at Saratoga. And then things wrap up with a three-day week next week. Friday, Saturday, and a week from today, Sunday, is closing day down at Del Mar. So hopefully you can get involved. As for today, we get underway at 1:30. Our supporting feature, really not much of a betting race, and that's why it's front loaded. It's the second race today, the $125,000 Shared Belief Stakes, and Bob Baffert, to put it mildly, very well represented. He has last year's Breeders' Cup Juvenile Champion, Sitting Bull, a Citizen Bull rather. He's got Gaming at 9-5, and the improving Privman, named for our good friend, Hall of Fame Daily Racing Form retired national correspondent Jay Pribman, and so much more, 2-1. So Bob Baffert, Citizen Bull, Gaming, and Privman, 7-5, 9-5, and 2-1. Our main event today is the Caesars Sportsbook Del Mar Derby, Grade 2, $300,000 guaranteed. A quick look, pardon me, at the standings coming into today at Del Mar, and today is the 27th day of the meet. Juan Hernandez on top in the jockeys division with 32 wins, and Antonio Frasu, now pretty hot on his heels. He is second with 28. Hector Berrios next with 22 wins. In the trainers division, it's Bob Baffert on top with 16 wins. And then Mark Glatt, who we're trying to get right now, and Phil D'Amato are tied for second at 14. Both Glatt and Phil very busy today. Mark Glatt with 9 horses entered in 7 races today. And I really wanted to get Mark on today to talk about just 2 races, they being the 9th and 10th. And the 9th is the Del Mar Derby, 3-year-olds at 1 1/8 on turf. We've got him now, trainer Mark Glatt. Hey, Mark. Good morning, and first of all, congratulations on yet another solid meet, and congratulations a week ago, yesterday, I think it was, going into the Washington State Thoroughbred Hall of Fame. It's been a hell of a summer for you.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it all.
And I mentioned you're busy today, Mark, and I sincerely thank you for taking time for us. You know, in looking at the Del Mar Derby today, 6 horses in here. And to me, you can make a case for all of them. Geometry, right outside your horse, Freedom's Not Free, is a horse on the Embroof. He comes off an A other than allowance win off a long layoff for Jonathan Thomas. But I like your horse, Mark, and that is Freedom's Not Free. He's a really nice moving horse. You know, he won the ungraded Cinema 3 back at Santa Anita on May 11th, going a flat mile. Stretched out to 1 1/16 in his next 2 starts. You went to Churchill Downs on June 28th, and he ran a solid third there at 2-1 in the American Derby. Here at Del Mar, 2-1, you ended up second, beat a half length in the La Jolla that was won by the Padre, who you face again today, trained by Phil D'Amato. But I just think your horse going to be ridden today, first time by Juan Hernandez. He's got a huge chance. Antonio Fresu, it would appear, took off your horse to get with to stay with Iron Man Cal, who couldn't quite overcome a really bad stumble on opening day in the Oceanside Stakes. But talk about your horse, Freedom's Not Free, Mark.
Yeah, he's a very consistent horse. He shows up, you know, every time we ask him to run. And, you know, since he's gotten on the turf anyway. And he's just ultra consistent. He's a very nice horse. You know, I think he's a horse that, you know, going in today, again, it looks like the races are lacking early speed.
Right.
And, you know, he's probably going to find himself on the lead today. And I don't know that that's necessarily what he wants. I think he wants to track a little bit. That's the type of trip he got the other day behind Slow Fractions. But he kind of got stuck inside that day. So it'll be interesting to see how the race sets up today. You know, Geometry looks like the only other horse that could potentially go early on. So it'll be I think, a little bit of a rider's race early on between Juan and Kazushi Kimura as to who takes that lead. And then from there, we'll just see if he's good enough. I think the 1 1/8 is well within his wheelhouse. And, you know, there'll be a couple of them charging hard late, so we'll see how the early pace turns out, but I do like his chances.
You know, Mark, you mentioned Juan Hernandez. We like to say here, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. I will get you some, Mark. But Juan is a guy you don't ride too often because he's usually tied up. I mean, he's pretty much first call with a guy named Baffert. You've had a ton of success with Antonio Fresu. At what point did you realize you didn't have Fresu for this race? He was going to stick with Iron Man Cal for Phil D'Amato.
You know, it was sometime shortly after, you know, the last race, the La Jolla. I knew after, you know, Iron Man Cal had ran in the Oceanside that he was going to likely have a decision to make if both horses were going to make the race.
Yeah.
And, you know, the horse, you know, Iron Man Cal ran in the Breeders' Cup and stuff last year, and I don't know that it was an easy decision for him, but at the end of the day, he chose to ride D'Amato's horse, and so now we just got to go beat him.
Yeah, good call. And Phil's other horse, the 5-2 second choice, the Irish bred the Padre, you know, who you finished second to. The one thing I think I notice about the Padre and watching him run the Irish bred, he really doesn't have a tangible turn of foot, at least that he's shown yet. He's more of a grinder. I know you're hoping you can get your horse into a comfortable rhythm and hold them all off, certainly the likes of the Padre.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a super form. He's done nothing wrong since coming to the U.S. And I think that the horse to beat in the race today is the Padre, because I think he's only going to improve with the added distance today. But perhaps the way the course has been playing, a little more favorable to the early speed for the most part. Maybe we can get the jump on him this time and turn the tables on him.
Mark, you finish off the day, or nearly finish the 10th, which is our penultimate race on the 11-race card. You got two horses entered in race 10 today. First condition allowance going 6.5, and they're both live. I mean, you got Good With People, Antonio Fresu at 5-2, and Captain Sparrow at 3-1. Not a bad thing to see short prices on the morning line.
Yeah, I think both horses have really good shots. They both drew good posts. The pace looks like it could be pretty favorable for both horses. And, you know, it's hard to separate the two. I'd say Captain Sparrow, coming off of a huge performance, a lifetime performance, if he duplicates that same performance today, I think is a very hard horse to beat today. But Good With People is kind of a grizzled old veteran who, you know, shows up most every time and is going to try pretty hard. So I think they're both in with good shots.
Mark, I mentioned earlier before we got you, you're just two behind Bob Baffert, as is Phil D'Amato. You know, the main thing is the money in the bank, but training titles are nice too. You got a heck of a shot here, you know, with today, tomorrow, and then 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, to maybe wrap up another training crown here.
Yeah, I mean, Bob's going to win, some more races. We need to have a big day today. I think if we have a big day today and we could win a couple, two or three races, that we got a shot. But I think today's the key day to see whether or not we're going to have a shot at the title or not.
Mark Glatt, thank you so much for taking time for us, really on short notice this morning. Wish you all the best this afternoon and the rest of the way at Del Mar. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And now we stay at Del Mar and we say hello to a guy who has really been going through some adversity of late, our good friend Andy Harrington from NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. I mentioned the adversity. I was absolutely stunned when I got your text. You had some really, really bad luck this past Monday night up home here in Palos Verdes.
Yeah, I've had better weeks, put it that way. We on Monday night, as it's Clocker's normal routine, I'm thinking of going to bed around 8:30, and I got a call from our condo association's president saying our unit was on fire. And I immediately asked, where's my wife, Mona? And she didn't know, because the firefighters and the police had everybody kind of separated to try to keep them away, so she couldn't find her. So I, of course, you know, jump in the car, drive up north, because I'm down here in, you know, Del Mar.
Wow.
And, you know, for about an hour and 15 minutes, I did not know if my wife was in the fire.
Oh, man.
Which was the hardest part, obviously. Finally, I got a hold of the condo association president, and she saw Mona. Mona's good. Some burns, but nothing major. No fatalities, no injuries outside of a couple burns from my wife. But the upshot is that the condo was a total loss. Everything in it, total loss. We lost everything. The clothes my wife had on her back. And no shoes. In fact, that's all she has left. You know, I mean, she's picked some stuff up over the weekend. So, I mean, we're going to be fine. But, you know, this is, there's nothing in the joint. It burnt really, really hot. And anything that wasn't burnt is damaged beyond recognition. So, you know, we're in the process of, going through insurance and And it'll start to rebuild. We're probably not going to move back to the place. We'll probably move, put it in the rear view and sell it and just move forward. I mean, you know, you do realize, though, after going through that hour of driving up and not knowing where my wife was, that it really, the stuff doesn't matter. It all can get replaced. It's really, it's not even, you know, the clothes, that kind of stuff. Everything can be easily replaced. Just takes some time, and you know. So, I'm looking on the bright side of this, and you know, this will be a journey, a little different journey for us, because you sort of make plans going forward, and you know, those are going to be changed. But you know, we got our health. We're doing fine. Everything is fine. It's just stuff, you know. So, I threw out half my clothes like just before I came down to Del Mar. I got so many clothes I haven't worn in years or can't fit into to be. Be told.
Yeah. You and me both.
Yeah. So, you know, I think, you know, you still, you know, you get rid of a lot of stuff, and you know, and so we just, this is so, you know, this is getting rid of everything overnight. So, you know, this is now becomes just kind of a bureaucratic process. They've got to go in and check and make sure the county, to make sure that there was no asbestos up, the ceilings were opened up, and make sure the structure is sound. And then there's a process of, you know, rebuilding the roof and stuff. But you know, none of the other units were damaged. It was just contained to ours, and, you know, just put one foot in front of the other.
Andy, I want to get to horses real quick, but I've got to ask you two things. One, how did this thing get started? And number two, are you saying your wife was in the unit when the fire started?
Yeah, it was a grease fire, and she left. Apparently, the burner was left on. She went out of the room for a second, and then it just boom
took off.
It took off. She came in. She was a cordon bleu trained chef. She did the things you're supposed to do. Put a big pot. Lid on top of it to kind of, you know, get the oxygen away. That didn't work. And then threw a big blanket on to try to smother it. It was just too fast and too big. She had to run out and, you know, basically warn all the neighbors to get out of their units. It's an awesome thing when you go. I mean, we walked through with the firefighters around 1 or 2 o'clock that night, and just the awesomeness, power in this most, a horrible way the fire is. It just, you know, it's insane. I mean, you know, obviously we're with the wildfires, you know, and out at the end in the Palisades, we see the pictures, but it just inside our unit, the destruction it can wreck in just 40 minutes.
The intense heat and things just, the spontaneous combustion.
Yeah.
Andy, listen, all the best. Hopefully you get things straightened out. Like you say, life is the most important thing, and you and your wife have each other. Let's talk horses. The sixth race today, we've got, I think, 5 first-time starters in here. 3 of them are trained by Bob Baffert. We've got a horse that was claimed out of a $150,000 maiden race, a race in which I really thought he ran super. The buyer is so-so, but that's because it was for a maiden $150,000 tag owned by great friends of ours, Holly and David Wilson, and trained by Vladimir Seren. Antonio Fresu has the call on Mr. AP at 8-1. Talk about this race. What do you know about the first-time starters? Who do you like?
Well, the two Baffert first-time starters, the 5 Christofferson and the 7 5 Christofferson and the 6 Rio Grande, are just they're nice horses, but I don't think they're any kind of, you know, monsters, put it that way. The Falcon Jet, the one on the outside, the other Baffert, is solid, but he's already lost twice. So saying that, I was going to try to beat Bob, which is always a difficult thing, especially he's got 3 on you. But I really did like the aforementioned Mr. AP, the Vladimir Seren claimed the last drill was just off the charts good. And I was making a big case for the horse on the outside, Sharon's Angels, who worked with the Baltus, who won the 4th race yesterday, that Flavian Pratt rode. The name escapes me right now. But
Heaven's Bolt. That was Heaven's Bolt yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought they worked out of the gate in the last drill together, Sharon's Angels and Heaven's Bolt, and I thought this Miss Sharon was slightly best. So at 15, I'm willing to take a shot in here on the outside to the 8 and 9, just trying to beat the Baffert contingent, who obviously not only are they, you know, the warning line choices here, they're also going to get, you know, over bet too, as is almost always the case with Bob's horses. So I thought those were the two interesting horses in the race. Plus they drew really well down outside.
I'm glad to hear that, for whatever it's worth. I like the outside with the 8, Mr. AP. Comes out of a race, you know, in which he ran second. The winner just freaked. He won off by, as you can see in the form, 5 1/4 lengths. Mr. AP, he was in a separate race. He was 7 3/4 lengths clear of the rest of them. Now, no question, he faces tougher today. And, you know, he's claimed off Hector Palma. First time for Vladimir Serin today, but I think he's got a ton of talent. I'm glad to hear he's worked well out of that race, Andy. Go ahead.
Another positive thing, the horse wasn't really handled aggressively early in the last race. This horse does have more speed than it showed on debut, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, terrific. Tell us about the website, nationalturf.com. Sure.
Just go to nationalturf.com. There's a, you know, workout report with grades, give you a little bit of information to take to the racetrack that one can't find in the racing form. So the nationalturf.com.
Okay, Andy, better times ahead, man. Thank you so much.
I'll be good. Thanks for the thoughts.
You bet. And before we break, I want to let everybody know, folks, it's here, an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free fun day at the races with the Data Eel. Anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. We'll go ahead and hit the break just a little bit early and look forward to checking in with Bruce Finkelstein. Had a nice on-air winner last week. And the legendary voice of Los Alamitos, Ed Burghardt, pinch hitting for Bob Mazursky today. Don't go anywhere. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting 3 Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. We'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar, Saratoga, and around the country. And just around the corner, it's our daytime September Thoroughbred Meet. Opening day is Friday, September 12th.
Catch all of the daytime simulcast fun and style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Up on
And welcome back, Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, listen, folks, if you're looking for a great ITW up in the San Gabriel Valley, maybe going out towards San Dimas, Upland, Rancho Cucamonga, you don't have to look any further than the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona. Plenty of live clerks. Hey, this is a line the old Montreal Canadiens would have really envied. Pat Markey, Mike Duran, Randy and Terry McFadden, Michelle Sanford, they're all there making things happen for the customer each and every day at the Derby Room, and they've got a ton of self-service machines as well. As we often say, and Bob Ike, John Lindo say the same thing, tremendous audio visual presentation along with a very tight, competitive, and outstanding food and beverage menu. It's all there at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, where you never pay to park or be admitted year-round. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get to the phones. I think we're heading down somewhere near the San Diego Zoo, and we're going to say hello to the one and only Bruce Finkelstein. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Good. Bruce, you are the consummate family man. Now, here's a guy from the hot inland area of Las Vegas, Nevada. Not originally, but that's where he currently resides. And I mean hot. You know, temperatures get up around a buck 15 and so on. He finally gets a shot to get down to, America's favorite city, San Diego. The table's set for a tremendous day of racing at the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, and he goes with the family to the San Diego Zoo. How'd that work out for you, Bruce?
Yeah, and I couldn't escape the heat either because it was pretty hot.
Yeah.
San Diego Zoo.
And a little muggy.
Yeah, a little muggy in the high 80s. It was a lot of fun, and it was kind of the plan. We were going to do this. You know, I was on my phone a little bit, so I probably irritated just a little bit watching the races as they went off. But it was a blast. The grandkids loved it, especially my grandson. So
good.
We had a good time. Very busy.
Special times. You stood tall.
Yeah, it was a fun day, but this is my fun today, so it should be great. We're gonna head over to Del Mar today.
Okay, terrific. Hey, on behalf of the listeners, boy, I tell you, Bruce, you've been really hot. Last Sunday on air, Pacific Quest at Del Mar, a $12.20 win mutual. Thank you so much. Well done.
Thank you, and thank you, Tyler Bays. I think he could have gotten a traffic ticket for driving too slow on ours. Did you see what the half mile was with Pacific Quest? He went in about 50 seconds, Mike.
Yeah.
It was like, I was feeling pretty good about our pick, but great job by Tyler Bays just slowing the race down to a crawl. That really helped get the horse home.
Well, a lot on the plate today for your first selection. I'm guessing Kentucky Downs, Saratoga. What do you want to do?
Well, I've been doing Saratoga the whole meet. Let's stick with Saratoga. It's kind of an odd card, Mike. Some of the better races are earlier in the day, and some of the lesser races are later in the card. We're going to stick with one of the races later in the day. And actually, these two races, the Saratoga and Del Mar, they will be finished in about an 11-minute span. They're right next to each other, today. So we'll do it quickly. The five horse in the 13 race, Kyle's Mom, for Jeremiah Englehart, shortened up from a one-turn mile to this distance, the distance of today's race, Mike. And although it was a maiden 20, she did it in a stylish way. She sat just off the 3-2 favorite and just blasted off, took over in the stretch. Good-looking win. They only bought this horse for $2,000 back a couple of years ago. So the drop from maiden 20 in for a 17,000 non-winners too shouldn't be of any concern. This is exactly where she fits. She loves the distance. She likes the time between races. That was off a two-month break. I think she's well spotted here. Race 13, the 5, Kyle's Mom, 8-1 on the morning line.
And they're listening post time for that 6:16 Eastern time. Let's come out to the Pacific and the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. 11 races today, Bruce.
Mike, this is the videotape special for me for today. It's kind of a subtle one. You got to watch this race a couple of times. Go to the 4th race and check out the 8 Shady Appeal. Now, in the comments, it says climbs bit, weighted, swing 5 wide. There is some truth to that, but let's talk about his trip and flesh it out a little bit. He broke dead last from the rail last time out. I wouldn't say he broke slow, but he wasn't real sharp out of the gate. And I think Giovanni Franco was trying to decide as they went to the turn, was he going to dive, stay inside? Was he going to go outside? And as we were going around the turn, he was taking a bigger and bigger hold of this horse. It was kind of an indecisiveness, and he really, by the time they hit the quarter bowl, Mike, he was barely riding this horse at all. Finally, at the top of the lane, it was too late. He was almost dead last. He wheeled to the outside, and at the last 16th, he really put in a great run, making up like about, passing a bunch of horses, passing about four horses, really showing some good late energy. That was a much better look effort, considering really couldn't be ridden. Here, fast forward to today's race, 4 to 5 horses need the lead. I think with that 8 post today going from the rail to the 8 post, he can draft right behind the speed. He's shown some quality in the past. He went for 32,000 back in March at Santa Anita. I think with a better trip, he could be dynamite at a nice price. So our videotape play of the day, race 4, the 8, Shady Appeal, 12-1 on the morning line.
And owned by a guy that's been around a long time, and he wins races. He's also the breeder, Rusty Brown. Jeff Bondi is the trainer. Bruce says it's number 8, Shady Appeal, in race 4 today at Del Mar. Post time set at 3:05 Pacific. Tell us about the website and what we can look for now with Saratoga, ending tomorrow, and then it's going to be Del Mar closing weekend next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, we'll be covering whatever's available next week. So if there's a Kentucky Downs day, we'll be covering it. Definitely Del Mar next week. And today and tomorrow, just Del Mar and Saratoga. Full cards both days.
Hey, Bruce, I'm sorry I have to do this, but I've got some sad news to pass along. I got this morning, I spoke with John Shervin, the L.A. Times, and he told me he got the news much belatedly, but Bill Christine, who covered racing for quite a while in the Los Angeles Times, prior to that, I mean, he covered the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Orioles, I think the St. Louis Cardinals for a time. He was from St. Louis. Bill Christine passed away this past Monday at age 87, and I'll say this, Bruce, he remained very active up until very recently. He would send off quick pieces, remembrances of something that maybe happened a long time ago, but there might have been a tie-in to what's going on today. Obviously a very well-rounded sports figure for many years, had a vote on the Baseball Hall of Fame. I don't know if you ever met Bill or not, but I'm sure you knew him, knew of him.
Yeah, he did a really nice job, a thorough journalist for L.A. Times for a long period, pretty much through my career of doing this. Bill Christine was the lead columnist and, you know, getting the quotes and writing the stories. Yeah. Not a handicapper per se, but
No. Yeah,
did a very, very solid job. Sorry to hear that. We're hearing a little too much of that lately.
Yeah.
It gets a little scary.
He lived in the South Bay with his wife, Pat. You know who he got along really well with? This might be a little surprising. Bobby Frankel. Bill, they got along really well. It might have been a shared love of baseball. I'm not sure. One thing I did tell John Shervin this morning, and you know, kind of going back and forth with Bill over the years, talking about guys on the Hall of Fame ballot, he was tough. He didn't believe in the Hall of Good. He was a guy very much believed you really had to be great to get in the Hall of Fame. Anyway, Bill Christine, an outstanding writer, and he'll be missed. Passed away this past Monday at age 87. Bruce,
yeah, sorry to hear it.
Yeah, thank you. All the best. Good luck today where the turf meets the surf.
We'll talk next week, Mike. Take care.
Okay, Bruce, now we'll say hello to Ed Burghardt. He's back in the saddle with Michael Rona on assignment at Kentucky Downs. For the next 2 weekends, we're going to be catching Eddie at Los Alamitos. Hey, Ed, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you this morning?
Good. Did you get right back into rhythm last night?
Yeah, I felt pretty comfortable up there after the first race and everything else. I mean, it felt like I just called there about a week or two ago, but Everything went smooth last night. We've got a $17,000 pick six carryover for tonight's card that starts at 7:05, and a big race coming up next Sunday. It's the Golden State Derby, and Ed Allred's got a really good 3-year-old called Defending Champ, who's already won the Governor's Cup Derby and will be the favorite to win the Derby next Sunday. I believe the horse has won 5 out of 6 this year, so got a good race to call next week.
And as for tonight, you guys get underway at 7:05. We had Orlando Gutierrez on in hour one. Labor Day, always a huge day in the quarter horse business. The All-American Futurity traditionally run at Rio Doso Downs, but that, along with their All-American Derby and Oaks, everything going to be run at the Downs at Albuquerque tomorrow. And I know you'll be tuned in, Eddie.
I'll be tuned in. Of course, you know, Rio Doce has had that problem with the flooding up there the last 2 years due to those storms. And luckily for them, Paul Blanchard down at the Downs at Albuquerque is able to accommodate the horses to come down for the they had the trials a few weeks ago in the finals of that All-American Futurity and Derby. So some good action. People can watch and wager on those races right here at La Salle as well tomorrow. And, of course, all of the Del Mar action and other simulcast action around the country.
And, Ed, I think this is the first I heard you say yesterday on air with John and Bob. This is going to be the first year you actually miss Del Mar in many, many moons. I know we used to always see you down there. We'd make a little run over to the Kraken on Coast Highway on Tuesday, which used to be our only day off.
Well, true. And then with Captain Keno's closing down this year, that probably sealed my fate for the summer. But I've had situations come up, and I've been pretty busy. But I'll definitely try to make a trip down there during the fall meet. Larry Coleman was at my wedding back in 1991, and I haven't really seen Larry in about 30 years. We remain really good friends. And I would love to go down and visit with him a little bit as well.
And I'm going to get Larry on here next week. Really enjoyed seeing him at the Pacific Classic Post Position Draw. Ed Burghardt, before I get a selection from you, I've never asked you this question before. You first came around, took over for Bobby Doyle, calling the races, what, about 1979?
That was actually my first year of calling at La Salle was 1981. I began calling some races up at Bay Meadows in 1979 and called in 1980 there as well.
In all the years, covering as a print scribe right out of UCLA, I think for the old Orange County Pilot and so on, I've had a lot of guys tell me going way back they thought Bobby Adair was the best quarter horse jock they ever saw. Who are maybe the top three you ever saw in all your years, Eddie?
Well, I mean, Bobby Adair was definitely among the top. I would say Danny Cardozo ranks right up there along with Kenny Hart. And, of course, Jimmy Dreyer, who rode Charger Bar and recently passed away at the age of 82, became a steward. And he was also a quality rider. So, you know, those four kind of stand at the top. You know, we've had riders since then, Kip Didrikson, Bruce Pilkington, Eddie Garcia. But I still consider Adair and Cardozo would be 1-2 in my book.
Right. All right, let's get to it. Do you want to go night or day for your best bet for radio, Ed?
Well, I'll go night because I didn't really look at the Del Mar card for the day, but I'm going to go to the second race. I like the one run, Abity Run, was claimed by Francisco Rodriguez. He's 30% off the claim first out, and there's very little speed in the race, and I think he can make an exacta box with the 6-horse Speed of the Nile, who figures to get the tracking trip behind Run, Abity Run. There's zero speed from the 2, 3, 4, and 5 horses, so it should just set up 1-6 around the far turn. I think Run, Abity, Run is the horse to beat, first off the claim for a very sharp trainer.
Post time for race 2 at 7:31. First post time tonight, 7:05. And a pick 6 carryover, just under 18,000 races 4 through 9 under the lights at Los Alamitos. Ed, great to have you back, and look forward to visiting next weekend on air.
Perfect, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right, we'll hit our final break. Coming back strong with Toby Callett from South Florida, and then take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Johnny, be good.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. We'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar, Saratoga, and around the country. And just around the corner, it's our daytime September Thoroughbred meet. Opening day is Friday, September 12th. Catch all of the daytime simulcast fun and style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My sincere thanks to Chris Monreal, along with the amazing Elise Diaz, inside here at the Big A in Anaheim. And this is right here where you can catch Angels pregame with Trent Rush at 10:30 as the Halos go for two in a row against the Texas Rangers. Terry Smith and Mark Langston will be along with all the play-by-play action. Hey, listen, folks, we mentioned the Derby Room out at Fairplex Park earlier. If you're leaving out of there today, tomorrow, any day, maybe you've had a couple of beers, hey, it's best to get something to eat. Just whip into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Straight up white to Foothill. You go west, and they're right at the corner of D Street there in Foothill on the southwest side behind In-N-Out Burger, right next to Stater Brothers. Incredible pricing, I can tell you from a whole lot of personal experience. They bake it fresh right there. We just in there last week, it took a bunch of it over to the First Cabin Sports Bar and Lounge, where, needless to say, it was very well received. As Doug O'Neill likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. All right, let's get to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. How's everything going? First of all, set the table weather-wise there in South Florida.
Well, it's another okay day.
five Tipettas, and the other five are split between a fast main track and a firm turf course. So everything's all right here. I like a play in the last at Gulfstream. I also like a horse in the nightcap at Del Mar, so I'll let you decide. Do you want one or the other or both?
Hit them both quick.
Quick. Here we go. 10th at Gulfstream. Like a first-timer that cost over $1 million for Sappy Joseph. 7, Dandona. 7 over 836. Get the 6. Nightcap at Del Mar. Please do not overlook the 1. There's a silver lining. This is a mare going to try the turf for the first time. Her mother ran down here in Florida. She was a grass mare. Good grass family in the maternal line. This mare is by Stanford, who you know sires plenty of turf winners. Hector Berrios takes the call for the first time. That probably won't hurt either. The 1, there's a silver lining at the end of your pick 6 and late pick 5.
Hector Berrios for Steve Knapp at a mile on grass. Not too bad. And you also told me in a text, we don't have much time, but you knew Bill Christine, Toby.
Met him as a kid near Forbes Field, the yep. famous restaurant where everybody went with my golf mentor. Then through the years, got to know him, spent time with him in Kentucky, spent time with him a little time out west. Very, very nice man. Liked him a whole lot. And he was an encyclopedia for a lot of the things that
he was.
You and I both love.
Yeah, he really, truly was, and will be missed. He kept, copious notes, and he could go back and really a font of information. I didn't always agree with him on everything, but who does? He was a major player in his field, no question. Toby, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, what's going on?
All right, Mike. We're going to look at the 7th race today at Del Mar. It's a mile on the turf. It's a wide-open event, but I do like the number 4 horse in here, Tiara Queen. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Paddy Gallagher barn. Mirko DeMuro board to ride. A bit of a slow meet for this guy. He came in highly regarded, but he did have a winner yesterday.
Yeah.
I think this horse is going to be forwardly placed today. I like the 6-1 on the morning line. Number 4, Tiara Queen, wins today's 7th race out at Del Mar.
Okay, and again, first post time now at Del Mar is going to be at 1:30, except on Friday when I think it the last Friday's 3 o'clock, John. Pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mike. It's getting the last couple of weeks it was 3 o'clock, so they'll probably finish it off at 3 o'clock.
Okay, again, it's number 4, Tara Queen, going to be your best bet for the Rags and Sheets race 7 today, and post time for race 7 at Del Mar, 4:41 Pacific. Got a little bit of time, John. I talked about Bill Christine, and he was a big believer and keeping the Hall of Fame for the greats. And they can't all be as great as Aaron, Mays, Mantle, those kind of guys. They're generational players. But it gets into a lot of subjectivity. And one thing I know that really hurt Bill late in life was, he was taken off the voting committee by, I guess, some young pup that came in, and they were trying to clean up the voter rolls. But I know that hurt him in a lot of the stuff that he wrote. I never talked to him about it, but he felt that he was able to cover the game better now than he did even when he was active due to all the television, MLB Network, ESPN, Fox. He thought he was more on top of it now than he was when he was actually, in the foxhole.
On the job. You're right, Mike. Yeah. Listen, it's a disgrace. A guy like that, people will never remember what he forgot. So, I mean, that's just unbelievable. He absolutely belonged on the Hall of Fame voting thing, and he's right. It is watered down. You just can't put guys in every year because you're supposed to put someone in. It just doesn't make sense. A lot of these, he's right. He's right. There are certain players, Bob Gibson, like you said.
Thank you.
Mickey Mantle. Those are generational players. Nowadays, anybody gets thrown in, so it's certainly watered down. I agree with it.
And all Halls of Fame, look, there's a lot of subjectivity involved, but I know Bill was adamant about that you got to keep the standards up. And then there are omissions where guys you think should be in aren't.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, when politics starts getting involved, who they're putting in the Hall of Fame and not, you know, a guy like Curt Schilling, because of his politics, is totally snubbed. And look at his record. Just go and compare it to guys that are in the Hall of Fame. It's a joke.
I'm losing my voice for some reason, but I've said this before.
It's been a pleasure, Mike.
Yeah. John, in the NFL, you can look up this guy. He was the number one draft pick coming out of the University of Texas, multiple All-American. Middle linebacker named Tommy Nobis. How he is not in the Hall of Fame is, it's an absolute disgrace. A great linebacker on bad football teams. He was on the first Falcons team when they were, you know, an expansion team. I think Norm Van Brocklin was the coach, but the guy should be in. I'll leave it at that.
Every Hall of Fame, you have those cases, Mike. Even in horse racing, Hall of Fame. I mean, Conor Gold's not in the Hall of Fame. Give me a break.
Yeah, ridiculous. Hey, John, thank you so much. I'm glad you held up well. Now mine's coming back, but it's too late. Talk to you next week, everybody.
Thanks,
good luck.
Sitting in the shade, strumming with the rhythm that the drivers made. The people passing by, they would stop and say, oh, my, but that little country boy could play. Go, go.
Listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.